I came up with this lesson about 2 weeks ago at Cullen's Southeast Leadership Camp, and the theme for that camp was a united church in a divided world. So I started to think, and we talk about all the time about unity and how good it is, and it is good to be unified. But at the same time, I don't think we spend enough time talking about division and why people stop going to church. I'd like to start by reading a quote from a famous woman and a famous writer by the name of J.K. Rowling. She once said, We are only as strong as we are united and as weak as we are divided. I'd like to change one word in that quote from we to the church. The church is only as strong as the church is united. And the church is only as weak as the church is divided. But why do people quit going to church? Why do we divide? See, I want to think of it as a disease and a cure. The disease being division and the cure being unified. See, when you go to the doctors, they do not give you the medicine before telling you what's wrong. You do not get the answer before asking a question. So before we discuss how strong we are united, we must talk about how weak we are divided. So I believe there's one main reason why people divide, why people stop going to church, and that is selfish ambition. If you have your Bibles, if you turn to Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 3, Paul's writing to the church of Philippi, and we see in verse 3, it reads, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." So we see that the church of Philippi, they were struggling with this, about putting themselves above others. See, the definition of selfish ambition is devoted to or carrying out one's own interests to the regardless of others. See, it's putting your own interests, your own benefits, your own welfare above anyone else's. But we see that Jesus taught us a different way to live. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28, Jesus tells us, he says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." We see that Jesus, throughout his whole life, that he put others above himself. He didn't just do stuff for his own benefit. What benefit did he get to going on the cross and dying, but that we might have the benefit of joining him in heaven through unity, not through division? I want to stick with the idea about the division being a disease and unity being a cure. And we find that we might not find the cure to every disease, but we have found the cure to division. And that is unity through Christ and through each other. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship in the Spirit, if any affliction and mercy." See, Paul starts out talking to them about the relationship with Christ. See, I think we've let the world tell us that religion and relationship's the same thing, but it's not. I can be here every day, the door is open, be the last one to leave. But does that mean I have a relationship with Christ? See, a relationship means you come to them in the good and bad times, the happy and the sad. See, think of it like parents and children. The child does not go to the parent only when they're happy, only when it's good, but also when they're sad and when they're bad, when they need to be comforted and loved. See, I believe that if we have the relationship with Christ as we should, which means that we love him, that we must keep his commandments, which is to love each other. So if we love each other, then we should want to be in the same love and the same mind and have the same purpose for Christ. In verse 2 of Philippians chapter 2, it says, "Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." See, the world has told us to get followers, you must be a leader. But we see that Jesus was not a leader, that he followed someone. He followed his Father that's in heaven. See, the sheep will follow if we follow the shepherd. The sheep being lost people, the shepherd being God. For if we are divided, who would want to follow? But being unified through Christ and with the same love, they will wonder why we don't walk the way they walk, why we don't talk the way they talk, why we don't listen to what they listen to, why we don't watch what they watch. It is human nature to wonder and be curious about things. But how can you wonder and be curious if one person's doing this, but they say something else? Or if this person says they believe in God, but they go and fight, they go and argue about. So, I just would like, for my final point, I would like to just clear up some things. That we must first unite through Christ to take care of division. But after we unite through Christ, through baptism, that we must unite with each other. For we've all heard that it's easier to take care of one person than take care of many. See, it's how the animal kingdom works. The wolves travel in packs, but when they go to kill their prey, they try to separate them from the herd. They try to get them alone because they're weak. And the devil's the same way. He wants us away from our church family. He wants us to stop going to church because we're easy. Easier to be tempted. See, the only way to get Christians on the same page is to get them in line with Christ's purpose. When we have one mind to do His will, we have unity. And when we have unity with Christ and through each other, we have power over this world. So maybe you have not put on Christ in baptism. Maybe you have not been unified. But maybe you have, and you've just not been living like we should. Maybe you have caused division, or a division has came into you. I plead with you that you don't let your pride get in the way. For even Christ asked for the prayers of His church family. When He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He asked for His disciples to pray with Him. Pray for Him. Whatever your need may be, will you come forward as we stand and sing?